good for you.
我们盼望借着这个小小的聚会
How we hope that through this little fellowship
让我们都能够遇见你
That we can all meet you.
请你用血遮盖我们
Lord, may your blood cover us.
你应许我们说我们的心什么时候归向你
You have promised us that whenever our heart is turned towards you.
我们心中的帕子就除掉
The veil from our hearts will be taken away
所以巴不得这一点时间
How we pray that in this time
我们心都能够归向
All of our hearts can turn towards you
我们与你何无间隔
And that there is no hindrance between you and I
让你开我们的耳朵
Lord, open our ears
听你所要向我们说的话
To hear the words that you want to speak to us
我们把我们的姊妹特别交在你的手中
We especially place our dear sister into your hands
你特别在这里释放该释放的话语
Please Lord release the words that you want to release
这个交通
Through the fellowship
让我们更懂得我们如何在姊妹的地位上来侍奉你
Help us to know how we can serve you in a place of a sister
请你在这段时间特别为我们堵住一切的破口
Lord, just stop all of the holes that we may have and leak away your grace
让我们的思想我们一切都能够专注于你
May our minds and all that we have are focused on you.
祝福这段时间。
Bless this time, Lord.
请你向我们说话。
Speak to us.
奉主耶稣的名求。
In Jesus' name.
Amen. 我们把以下的时间给我们的五十名。
We give the following time to Sister Ellen.I thank the Lord
给我们今天下午这机会
giving us this opportunity this afternoon
我们来彼此交通
we can share with one another
我没有什么话语跟你们说
I don't have a whole lot of words to speak to you
是你们没有听过的
that you haven't heard before
我们就是彼此来提醒
we're just reminding each other
说我们做姊妹的地位是什么
As sisters, where do we stand?
但是还没有交通这方面以前
But before we share this
主给我深深的一个负担
The Lord placed a very deep burden in my heart
说我们需要清楚看见主的旨意是什么
We need to see clearly what is God's will
他那个永远的旨意
His eternal purpose
那么我们的生活在家庭里面就能与神的永远的旨意能够配合
Then our family life can coincide with his purpose
因为最近差不多几个礼拜前我们在 Richmond 也有一个特别的聚会
Several weeks ago in Richmond we also had a special conference
那个地方那个主题是神永远的旨意
The theme for that conference is God's eternal purpose
关于基督
It concerns Christ
关于教会
And the church.
关于我们每一个基督徒
And each one of us Christians.
So, 以前我也听过弟兄们交通神永远的旨意
In the past, I've heard our brothers share about God's eternal purpose.
但这一次，主的那个永远的旨意真的很深的给我一个印象在我心里面
This time, the theme God's eternal purpose really impresses upon my heart in a very deep way.
像江弟兄说
Like Brother Carl said,
如果我们生活与神永远的旨意没有关系的话
If our daily living has nothing to do with God's eternal purpose
那那些日子都白白的活着
Then we live these days in vain
在神的面前也不能算数
It is not counted before the Lord
所以我们如果了解一点神永远的旨意是什么
If we can understand a little bit of God's eternal purpose
那么我们就会了解一点我们在家庭中生活的各方面的事情
then we can understand a little bit better of all the things that we encounter in our daily life.
当然，我相信姊妹们都很熟悉，就是那个罗马书第八章那个二十八、二十九节。
I'm sure you're all very familiar with Romans 8:28.
这个是告诉我们神永远旨意关于我们每一个人是什么。
It tells us what is God's eternal purpose has to do with each one of us individually.
我们那些蒙他拯救、有主的生命在我们里面的人。
All those who have been saved and who have His life.
我想你们肯定已经会背，但是我中文不会背，所以我要念。我们晓得万事都互相效力，叫爱神的人在一处，就是按他旨意被召的人，因为他预先所知道的人。就预先定下效法他儿子的模样，使他儿子在许多弟兄中做长子。
Verses 28 and 29. And you know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to his purpose. For whom he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren.
这里说我们神的旨意是要我们每人效法基督。
Here his purpose is that we are all to imitate his son.
而且英文的意思就是说被磨成他儿子的，效法他儿子的模样。
This translation says to be conformed to the image of his son.
所以有的时候过去不知道你们知道，不知道在基督教里面他们有一个办法说我怎么来效法基督。
In the past, some of the other religious world tells us how we are to imitate Christ.
他们就说那个他们用四个英文字母说 WWJD.
They will use these four letters WWJD.
英文就说 What would Jesus do?
That is, what would Jesus do?
所以如果说我们在家庭遇见什么事情，我们就想哦，如果主耶稣在这里，他会怎么做？
So at home in our daily lives, when we meet situations.We can immediately respond and say, okay, in this situation, what would Jesus do?
但是这个是外面的效法。
This is an external kind of trying to conform.
如果说我们想主耶稣会这样子做，那我就那样子去做。
If we think in our minds, this is how Jesus would do it, then I will do it accordingly.
所以是用我们头脑，用我们理智来了解说主耶稣会做什么。
We would use our intellect or our rational mind thinking in this situation, what possibly would Jesus do?
但是我相信神的心意不是这样。
But I believe that this is not God's will.
神是我们要从里面被磨成他的儿子形象以后，让他的生命能够活出来。
But rather, he wants us to live internally the life of the Lord Jesus so that his life can live out through us.
在那个图会中我们也听到说神时间是神的工厂。
And we also heard in this conference that time is the actual factory or the workshop of God.
而且我可以再加一句，就是家庭对我们姊妹来说是神的工厂。
Or I can say that our family, in one aspect, is also a workshop of God.
所以神将我们姊妹们放在家庭中。
God places us in family.
当然神有给我们量给我们的份。
Of course, he has portioned out to us various things.
他要我们应该负的责任。
Bear the responsibilities that we are supposed to bear.
但是在我们能够真正照着神的旨意来尽这个责任之前。
But before we're able to do according to his purpose.
神要使我们磨成主耶稣的形象。
We need to be conformed to the image of his son.
当然是这两方面，不是说先磨成了好了以后，那我们来在家庭中尽我们责任。
Of course, that is not to say that you must first be successful in conforming to the son, then you can do your family duties.
神是这个两方面是互相效力。
But the Lord uses two aspects together.
在家庭中我们所遇见的事情。
The things that we encounter in the home.
神藉着这次事情使我们磨成主耶稣的形象。
God uses these things to conform us into his image.
我们如果有主的让主的生命在我里面出来，那就是磨成他的形象。那样子，那我们就能尽神所要我们尽的本分。
When we allow his life to live out from us, then we can fulfill the duties that he wants us to fulfill.
或者姊妹如果允许我，我要交通一点什么，在我自己感觉，在我的观察里面，神怎么借助我们在家庭中所遇见的所谓的困难，来磨在我们生命中工作，能够让我们磨成基督的形象。
If you allow me, I will share some of the difficulties that we may be encountering, so that through these we learn how we are to be conformed.
因为我心中很深的感觉说，我们普通人，我自己在内，遇见什么困难的时候，我们就立刻求神说，主啊，求你来拯救我，解决我这个困难。
A lot of times when we face difficulties, our first reaction will be, Lord, save me, help me to solve this problem.
所以如果我们这样，如果主真的听我们祷告的话，
When the Lord answers our prayer this way,
那么我们就没有功课能够学。
Then we have not learned our lesson.
那么神就不能做成磨成让我们磨成他儿子的形象。
Then we will not be able to be conformed into his image, the image of his son.
所以好像这次在特会里面我们也听到好像陈弟兄说神使撒拉不能生育。
This time in the conference, Brother Christian Chan said, God allowed Sarai not to give birth yet.
当然撒拉那个时候不了解。
Of course, at that time, Sarai could not understand.
我们今天在新约时代的人，我们知道好像陈弟兄说神有更高的旨意。
And in the New Testament period, we know that Brother Chan says that God has a higher purpose.
神的道路是高过我们道路。
God's way is higher than our way.
那么神是要接着让撒拉来到他的尽头。
The Lord allows Sarah to come to her end.
那么神就开头。
And then the Lord can begin His work.
所以他所生的以撒。
So Isaac that she bore
能够做基督的预表。
Can also be a type of Christ.
当然，如果撒拉那个时候不愿意走。他不愿意这样子顺服。
And of course, if at that time Sarah refused to obey,
他其实是要帮神的忙，其实是不是他不顺服，他要帮神的忙。
In actuality, she wanted to give God a hand, it's not that she didn't want to obey.
所以你们都知道，他就将他的婢女夏甲给了亚伯拉罕。
So therefore, she gave her maid to Haggai to Abraham.
所以今天在中东很多的。战争的事情都是因为那个时候撒拉用自己的方法来帮助神。
Therefore we see so many trials and tribulations happening in the Middle East now, and it's all because back then Sarah wanted to give God a hand.
我想今天早晨我们曾经谈到约伯的事情。
This morning in the morning devotion we talked about Abel.
Sorry. 亚伯。约伯。约伯的事情。
The things of Job.
就约伯受了很多的苦难。
Job went through a lot of trials.
特别在他的朋友的手中。
Especially among his friends.
但是那个时候他不知道，他好像我们小在我们的交通里面，他们也说他不懂，还跟神说为什么这样子。
And in our sharing, we said Job at that time couldn't understand. He kept on asking question why.
但是神他有他的意思。
But God has His way.
因为他要用约伯来证明，对撒旦证明，有一个人在地上是爱他的人。
And the Lord uses Job to testify to Satan that there is a person on earth who loves him.
他是敬畏神的人。
He fears the Lord.
所以同样，虽然这是很特别的两个例子
，although these are two very different examples，
在我们身上不会是那么严重、那么伟大的事情，但是原则上还是一样。
It may not happen in such an extreme way to us, but in principle, it may be the same.
所以神让我们身上在家庭中所发生的事情
，When God allows things to happen in our family，
我们不能了解的事情
，things that we cannot understand，
或者我们以为是不好的事情
，or things that we feel are not good，
那都是神的工作，要工作在我们身上。
These are all God's works to work in us.
所以使我们能够磨成他儿子的形象。
So that we can be conformed into the image of his son.
所以在我举一个例子。
Another example I want to give.
是我们那边有一个姐妹。
There's a sister in our fellowship.
她的先生现在已经过去了。
Her husband already passed away.
她的先生比她大得很多。
Her husband was a lot older than she was.
那么他先生的前妻过去以后
and after the husband's former wife passed away
那么他就嫁给这位弟兄
so the sister married to his brother
这个弟兄脾气有点怪
this husband's this brother's temper is a little strange
他有的时候很极端
sometimes he's very extreme
所以在他们还没结婚的时候
even before they were married
他那个先生前妻所生的孩子已经长大了
The children of the former wife of this brother are already were pretty grown up
他们来跟这姊妹说你不要嫁给我的爸爸我们的爸爸
They came to the sister and said please don't marry our father
因为你的生活不会很好过
You're not going to just have a good life
因为他们知道他们爸爸的脾气
They know their father's temper
但是我们姊妹仰望在主的面前
But our sister waited before the Lord
她有主的话语
The Lord spoke to her
说你应该跟他结婚
It's okay for you to marry him
所以她就跟我们这个弟兄结婚了
So she married this brother
那很多摩擦的事情在家庭里发生
There were a lot of things they rubbed against each other
而且弟兄对圣经的解释有点奇怪的
And our brother also has his own interpretation of God's word.
但是我们姐妹没有此反抗。
And not once did our sister talk back to him.
她就静静地顺服。
Very quietly she obeyed.
她静静地在祷告。
Quietly she prayed.
所以最后我们的弟兄他刚刚来跟我们一起聚会的时候也是三十年前的事情了我们也感觉很难忍受这位弟兄
When this brother first came to a meeting more than 30 years ago it was already we felt it was hard to get along with him
因为要很小心你如果不小心提着什么他就那个什么东西就爆炸出来的
You have to be very careful when you talk to him because once if you're not careful suddenly he may explode
那么他就说他很喜欢跟人辩论
He loves to argue
所以那时候但是有一个弟兄跟吴弟兄说他对我们是有益处的
So at that time one brother told brother Jose that this brother is very good for us
所以主就接受这样子那我们也慢慢改变他也慢慢的改变
And through him we ourselves were changed and he himself also changed
所以有的事情不是主的事情或者政治上面的事我们就少提这一些
Sometimes it's not things like political stuff that we won't mention too much.
So, 结果这位弟兄对政治上面他的看法有点不同的话，那我们就不提这些，不提主就好了。
Whenever our brother differs his opinion about political issues, then we won't even mention about politics, and we will mention about the Lord.
所以这样子，那姊妹因为她这样的生活学习
，because of the way our sisters learned in her daily life.
她真的是一个很会祷告的人
She was really a person of prayer
所以无论在我们中间有什么事情发生
So no matter what happens among us
如果我知道的话
If I know about it
第一个我就打电话给这个姊妹
I will call the sister first
我就说姊妹为这件事情祷告
I said sister pray for so and so
你看如果说她没有这个生活的背景
If this sister did not have the way her life is
那么他就不会今天有那个祷告知道怎么祷告
She wouldn't be able to understand and pray the way she does now
而且我们聚会今天的光景很多就是因为我们姊妹在背后暗暗的支持用祷告来支持
The many conditions of our fellowship today is because of the prayer support of this sister
所以有很多事情我以为是不好的
Many things I thought were of adverse nature
但是都是神用来使我们磨成基督的形象
These are all things that the Lord uses to conform us to His Son
所以有人讲笑话
One person was jokingly saying
他说如果有什么圣人我们的姊妹就是在他们当中一位
If there is a saint among us this sister must be one of the saints
所以你就看说神容许很多事情在我们家庭中发生
So we see that God allows many things to happen to our family
就是因为他有他的美意
Because he has his good will
另外我认识一位姊妹
I know of another sister.
她有两个孩子。
She has two children.
第一个孩子，她是，她是有点叫小儿自闭症。
Autistic. Oh, the oldest child has autism.
那第二个孩子虽然不是小儿自闭症，但是他也是有些困难。
The second child, although do not have autism, but this child also has some problems.
所以如果有一家庭有两个孩子，有两个孩子，两个都是不很正常的孩子。
So for family who has two children, both of them are not too normal.
那个是很难受，爸爸妈妈是很难过的日子。
These are very painful for the parents.
但是为什么这样子？
But because of this,
我的姊妹没有办法就天天来到主的面前。
Our sister could not come before the Lord every day.
She has to.
Oh, she has to. I'm sorry. She has to come before the Lord every day.
所以将这家庭完全交在主的手中。
She had to place the whole family before God's hand.
所以仰望主的恩典。
Looking upon His grace,
让他一天能过一天
so that she can live day by day.
他常常跟我们说，交通的时候跟我们说
，Many times in her sharing, she would say,
他说神给我们两个非常特别的孩子
，The Lord has given us two very special children.
所以就看你的观念，这两个很有困难的孩子，还是两个很特别的孩子
？So it's really concerns your attitude. Do you have a very special child, or do you have a very difficult child?
他看见这两个是神特别给他的两个特别的孩子。
She views that the Lord has given to her two very special children.
接着他这样子被逼走到神的面前呢，我们就看见我们的姊妹属灵里面增长。
Because of this, she was forced to come before the Lord, and hence her spiritual life really grew.
所以她的增长。就成为我们的丰富
Her growth really became our riches
但是很可惜就是她的弟兄她的先生并没有这样子的看法
Very pathetically her brother did not have the same attitude
所以她还是感觉非常困难
So the husband felt very difficult over this
所以她在属灵里上面还是那个没有像我们姊妹那么强
So spiritually, our brother was not as strong as his sister.
所以我们看见，如果说神量给我们的份
，when we see that the portion that our Lord has allotted to us,
如果我们从主领受
，when we receive it from the Lord,
知道他给我们的，他有特别预备那个恩典，让我们能够过得去。
When he gives them to us, he has prepared a special grace so that we can go through it.
那样子我们不会在那个环节被压之下。
In this way, we will not be oppressed under the situation.
反而在这环节以上。
But rather, we can overcome.
在属灵里面能够长进。
And grow spiritually.
好像如果记得不错的话，圣经里面有讲到那些探子去那个是以色列人要进迦南的时候。他们那些探子要去看那些探访那个地，摩西派他们去看。
Remember the spies that Moses had to send to Canaan before they went in?
他们看见那边那些巨人在那边。
When they saw the big giants over there.
他说这些是我们的食物。
Some said these are our food.
虽然对有些人是很害怕，他们说我们不能进去。
Some of the other spies were very afraid and they said they couldn't go in.
所以有的时候神将这些困难摆在我们面前
So when the Lord places some times these difficulties in front of us
神赐给我们这些是要成为我们的食物
The Lord places them to us so that we can treat them as our food
所以这样子他们就使我们更加刚强在神的面前
In this way we can be made strong before the Lord
所以最近我们在那边一个英文查经班，我们念马太福音。
Recently in our Bible study in our English group, we've been studying the book of Matthew.
我们刚刚念到马太第五章。
We read Matthew chapter 5.
那里面讲到那个八福，对不对
？We talk about the Beatitudes.
那个前面新的解经家说，这些好像说虚心的人有福了。哀痛的人有福了，这些那都是那个主耶稣的性格。
Some people think that the first seven of the Beatitudes, all of the blessedness, portrays the characters of Christ.
虽然我们有一堂分组是讲到性格。
So we have one workshop here that is on talking about character.
或者我们来看当中有一两个这个性格。
We can look at one or two of these characters.
那么我们就可以看见神特别在家庭中让我们学习那个磨成主耶稣这方面的性格。
And in our family life, we can learn how to be conformed to the image of His Son by learning these two.
那第一个我要提的就是说第五节说温柔的人有福了。
First five says, blessed are the meek.
那么我们知道这个是主耶稣的性格，对不对？
We know that this is the character of Christ, isn't it?
因为主耶稣自己说。
Because Jesus himself said,
他说我心里柔和谦卑。
I am meek and lowly in heart.
你们当负我的轭。
Bear my yoke.
学我的样子。
And learn of me.
所以当我们在交通主耶稣这个特别的性格的时候，
As we were sharing about this special characteristic of Christ,
我就感觉这个性格我们能够学习的就是在家庭里面。
And I feel the best way to learn this character is in our family life.
当然这个虽然柔和可以说就是说对人很温柔这方面。
Of course, meekness can be viewed as our gentleness toward men.
但是这个性格这个温柔其实看从主耶稣身上来看这不只就是外面那个温柔而已。
But if you look at this meekness in terms of our Lord Jesus, it's not something that you can see externally.
第一个有一个解经家说，他说这个温柔的意思就是顺服的意思。
One of the biblical scholars says the meekness is really talking about his submission or obedience.
就是顺服神一切的在我们生活中的安排。
Obeying all the God's preparations and plans in our life.
那才是真正的柔和。
This will be true meekness.
真正的温柔。
This true gentleness.
如果我们看我们主耶稣，他拣选十二门徒，因为这次弟兄们也提到。
This time our brother also mentioned that when our Lord Jesus chose his 12 disciples,
他祷告了整夜。
He had to pray all night.
然后他才拣选这十二位。
Then he chose these 12 men.
这些是他的家庭。
These are members of his family.
因为他三年多总是跟他们在一起。
And he lived with them for three more years.
你想想，如果你要拣选人来跟你住在一起的话，你不会选好像这样的人。
Of course, when you think of these men, you may not want to choose them to live with you.
好像我们想约翰啊、雅各，他们是愤怒之子，对不对
？But James and John, they are sons of thunder.
彼得就很容易一下子就有话出来了。
And Peter was very impulsive as well.
有一个是那个愤锐长，对不对
？And one is the Zealot.
那还有出卖他的犹大。
And Judas who betrayed the Lord.
但是他顺服父神的安排。
But he obeyed the preparation and the planning of his father.
所以他就使这些做他的门徒。
He allowed these men to be his disciples.
所以在而且有一个地方有次说，神要磨练我们，好像是铸造我们。
One brother said, the Lord needs to try us.
好像那个石头如果是要建造那个圣殿的时候，那个石头都是在石矿里面都凿好了才搬到那边再建造起来。
When they build a temple, they have to take a rock from the furnace, and then after they shape it to the way they need to, then they can, from the quarry, and then they can take it to the building site.
那我们都是活石来到主面前就是活石。
All of us coming before the Lord, we are His living stone.
但是我们有很多角了，什么这边凸出来，那边凸出来，不能跟就是在家庭中都跟家人都配得很好。
And yet in our lives, we have a lot of rough spots, so that it's hard for us to get along with people.
特别在教会中跟弟兄姊妹更难配得在一起。
And especially in church family, it's even harder for us to get along with others.
所以有一位弟兄是说，神用你最亲最爱的人来将这些外面的不应该有的凸出来的地方都磨光。
So our brother said, the Lord uses your dearest person, the most intimate person, to really rub out all of the rough edges in you.
因为我们在别的关系里面，
in other types of relationships,
好像在工作上面或在跟邻居相处，没有那么好像跟家人在一起那么二十四小时在一起。
It's not like the people at work or our neighbors, they don't spend 24 hours with us.
所以如果说好像你如果有如果是上班的姊妹呢，你有一个老板或者同事跟你不能相处得很好，你就是八个小时在一起以后你就可以躲避他了。
For those of you who are working, if you can't get along with your colleagues or your supervisor, you only spend 8 hours with them, and then after 8 hours you can go home.
你也不需要跟他们太亲近，对不对？
You don't need to get too close to them.
但是在家庭中我们就没有这样的选择。
But in your home, you don't have that choice.
在家里我们怎样都显露出来。
In our home, we really show off our real self.
所以那个就是神工作的机会。
That is the opportunity for God to work.
所以我们在家庭中就是神的工厂。
So in our home, that is God's workshop for us.
所以我们如果知道神的荣耀成主耶稣的形象的时候，
If you know that God's purpose for us is that we are to be conformed to the image of His Son,
所以而且这个神的工作只能在我们一生的年日中来做成的话，
And if God's work is to complete in our lifetime,
那么我们应该我们的意念就要更改一下。
Then our thought, our mind should be changed around.
所以我们就说主啊，你这个让这件事情发生在我身上是有你的美意。
And you say, Lord, you have your goodwill in my life over this issue.
那我们就可以接受这个机会，认识主，也认识他的生命，也让他生命在我们里面能够活出来。
In this way, we can come to know God and come to know His life in us, so that we can allow this life to live out from us.
当我们将这个让主的生命一次再一次活出来的时候，
as we allow the life of the Lord to live out from us time after time,
那样子慢慢这就成为我们的性格。
Gradually, this will become our character.
有的时候不需要很大的事情发生。
Sometimes you don't need to have a big thing to happen to you.
有的时候大的事情发生的时候，反而比较容易过得去。
Sometimes when something tremendous happens, it may seem to be easier for you to overcome it.
因为那个时候我们就知道我们一定要来到主的面前。
Because then you know you have to come before the Lord.
你要从他支取能力。
You have to draw strength from Him.
你要从他得到恩典
and grace,
才能过得去
in order to overcome this.
但是很小的事情上面
but over minor things,
我们就不会停下来说要祷告求神
You will not stop and think to yourself, oh, I need to stop and pray about this.
所以那个时候就是最难学习的时候
These are times when it's most difficult to learn.
也是最难顺服的时候
and most difficult to obey.
如果说有两个人
For two people
一个丈夫一个妻子
The husband and the wife
两个人总是有两个意见对不对
For two people there always be two opinions
所以两个意见普通的时候都是不一样的
Usually the two opinions differ from one another
那么就很容易就吵起来对不对
And it's very easy to have a confrontation
所以你说我说我有理他说他有理
Each person will think that they are the most reasonable.
有的时候说你不了解我的意见，我再解释一次。
And one person says, "You don't understand what I'm saying. Let me repeat again."
或者我要来为自己辩护。
And you want to argue for yourself.
我想，应该也是我们都有同样的经历，对不对
？We all have a similar experience.
那这样子，一个人讲一句，谁总是要讲最后一句，对不对
？And when one person is talking and Among the two, someone will have to end up saying the last word.
这怎么能够解决呢
How can you solve this?
主给我看见
The Lord allowed me to see.
那个时候就想到我们的主
At that time, I think of my Lord.
他人家顶撞他就是圣经说顶撞罪人顶撞他
When the sinners were going against him,
他也不开口
He did not open his mouth.
多少人误会我们的主
So many people misunderstood our Lord.
他爱他们
He loves them.
但是他们不了解也拒绝他
But they did not understand him and they rejected him.
但他没有有的时候他就不在他不为自己辩护
Our Lord never argued for himself.
那么主是不会错的，对不对？
Of course we know our Lord is never wrong.
我可以错。
I can be wrong.
他很可能是错。
And most possibly I am wrong.
但是我的己就不愿意下台说我错。
But then myself inside of me is unwilling to come down and say I am wrong.
那我怎么能够下台呢？
Then how can I get down from a pedestal?
就看看我们的主。
We need to see our Lord.
看见他是真的那么柔和谦卑。
Seeing how very meek and gentle and lowly our Lord is.
他不必辩论。
He will not need to defend himself.
那个不辩论的生命是在我里面。
The one who doesn't defend, the life is in me.
但是我的自己生命就是一定要辩护。
In my own self, I want to defend.
但是我让每一个生命能够活出来呢？
But which life do I want to have it live out for me?
如果我顺服主说主啊，让你的生命活出来。
If I want to submit to the Lord and say, Lord, I want your life to live out for me.
那么就可以停下不再说了。
Then I can keep my mouth closed.
当然我不是这功课学过一次，不是还没有学得好。
Of course, I need to learn this lesson time and time again.
我还是会争。
I will still argue.
但是。我知道主提醒过我这样子一次。
I know once the Lord reminded me of it.
就主也慢慢的恩待我，使我常常想着这样子。
Gradually the Lord has grace so that I can remember this more often.
所以我不知道这个是不是圣经说这样子越来越过就变成老练。
And then more and more, people say that you are more mature.
Yes, 英文其实是说 character, 有那个性格。
You have more of a character of Christ.
所以是需要这样子，就是我举这个例子是非常小的事情。
Although this is a very minor thing.
这是很平凡的事情。
A very common one.
但是也是一个机会让我们来学习我们的主。
But it's an opportunity to learn of our Lord.
我们能够更认识他。
We can know him more.
知道他是那么伟大的。神
knowing that he is such a magnificent God,
他来跟我们在一起
and he is with us.
而且如果我们误会他
there are times we may misunderstand him.
他从来不辩护
he will never defend.
那我们呢
but for us,
我们难道不能让他这个美德在我们身上养成吗？
Don't we want to have his virtues be characterized in us?
因为神是要我们每个人都向他而走。
Because our Heavenly Father wants all of us to be like His Son.
我想，如果我认识的不错的，我们没有一个人能够完全被磨成我们主耶稣那么的完全。
Although I know that none of us can be as perfect as our Lord Jesus.
但是主，我在一个不同的人身上。他所要做的工作是不同的。
So then this works different from one person to the next.
活在他在我身上，要我学习这个顺服、这个融合的功课。
He in me wants me to learn this lesson of meekness.
在另外一面，有主的那个美丽，或在另外一方面，主的忍耐，或者怎么样。
And in another person, he may want that person to live out his beauty or his patience.
那样子我们合在一起我们就彰显主的美丽了。
And as we gather together then we can reflect of his beauty.
所以神在我们每一个人的带领的过程中
As he leads us during this process
他给我们有特别的功课。
He will give us all special lessons to learn.
而且这些功课都是在我们与家人相处的时候来学习的。
And these lessons are learned as we deal with our family members.
所以如果我们遇见这种事情的时候，我要提醒姊妹们。
When we face these different situations, I need to remind all of us sisters.
也提醒我自己。
And remind myself.
我们遇见事情的时候，我们应该向灵里面向主说：“主啊，你的美意是什么？”
When we meet situations in our spirit, we will say, Lord, what is your will in this?
那么我们就能使这些困难变作祝福。
Then these difficulties will actually become our blessings.
所以另外一方面讲到温柔和谦卑的事。
On the other aspect, as we talk about meekness and lowliness,
那个谦卑 不是说我看自己小看自己一下。
In terms of humility, it's not that we look lightly upon ourselves.
江弟兄说，真正的谦卑就是无己。
True humility, Brother Kong said, is selfless.
我忘记我要讲什么了。所以，如果我们没有自己的啊，我们自己的看法。
When we do not have our own self-opinion,
那么我们就成为无己。
Then we will not have ourselves.
我们的己就是今天我们的灵已经是得救了。
Today we know that our spirit is saved.
有一天主来的时候，我们的身体要被赎。
One day when he comes, our body will be redeemed.
那今天主留我们在世界上的时候，
Today as the Lord is leaving us still in this world,
他就是要对付我们这个己。
He needs to deal with his self in us.
就是我们的喜好，我们的意志，我们的情感。
Our interests, our will, our emotions.
我们的思想。
Our mind.
所以我们要学习怎么爱主所爱的。
So we need to learn to love those whom the Lord loves.
我们要选择神的旨意超过我们自己的旨意。
We need to choose His purpose over our own.
我们也要想他所要想的。
And think of the things that He wants to think about.
所以是在我们家庭生活与家人在一起的时候，是神藉着这个环境让我们来学习。
In our own family, among our family members, the Lord used these things.For us to learn.
或者另外一个有福就是连续人的有福。
And another one is to have merciful, verse 7.
Yeah, 连续人的有福了。
Blessed are the merciful.
那连续是什么意思呢？
What does mercy mean?
一方面就是要饶恕，对不对？
And that is to be forgiving.
最近两个礼拜以后，我们那边有一个青年姊妹要结婚。
In 2 weeks, we will have a young sister who's getting married.
不知道你们在这边是不是有那个习惯？我们那边有一个，他们叫 shower， 你们有吗？也有啊。
Do you have showers here for those who are newlywed or are newlywed to be?
你们也有这个习惯，就是送一点礼物给这个要成家的姊妹。
We will have a shower for the sister who is about to get married.
所以，不但我们给她礼物，每一个人。来一个姊妹要带一节圣经给这个要来做新娘的。
We not only bring a gift to her, but we all need to bring a Bible verse to encourage her.
那就帮助我们姊妹知道以后成家庭的生活里面什么是比较重要的，是也是这些写经籍的姊妹所学习的。
And these are things that our sisters, the married sisters, have learned to remind her what are important things in the family life.
所以要连续人就是要饶恕。
To be merciful is to be forgiving.
所以有一姊妹就提醒这位青年姊妹，神的话彼得说，我饶恕七次够不够
？One married sister encouraged a single sister and said, "The Lord said, one time Peter asked Jesus, 'Can I seven times is enough for me to forgive that person?'"
那主回答说要七十乘七次。
But then the Lord said, "No, it's 70 times 7."
所以在要学习怎么连续人，就要学习饶恕。
To learn to be merciful, we need to learn to forgive.
有的时候，外面的人，别的人，我们比较容易饶恕。
Sometimes it's easier to forgive outsiders.
但是在家里的人，有的时候就很困难。
But for the family members, it's rather hard.
因为有的时候感觉说，你知道这个是我不喜欢，你为什么要在这方面来惹我生气呢？
A lot of times we were thinking ourselves, you know this is something I don't like, but then you stir me up again.
所以但是我们就要学习接受这个机会学习饶恕就是学习连续人
So we need to use this opportunity to learn to be forgiving
另外一个在我们交通这个连续的时候另外一点那个一个解经家说就是不要
might be critical
不要要求很要求对方
Another interpretation says in this word merciful is that not to be too critical.
也不要太那个
expectation too high.
要求高，还要不要那个判断。
not be too presumptuous or projectionist.
Judging.
Very easily we can see the thorn in the other person's eye.
但是好像圣经说，我们不知道我们自己眼睛有一个梁木。
So we fail to see that we have a log in our eye.
所以在家族相处，特别夫妻当中的时候
，especially in our relationships of husband and wife，
我们很容易，因为我们特别爱那个人，对儿女也是一样，我们很爱他们，所以我们不愿意看见有什么好像不好的在他们身上。
Because we love our spouses and our children, we don't want to have bad things happen to them.
或者不好的习惯，或者做事的方法等等。
Or to see bad habits or things that bad methods of doing things.
但是有的时候做事方式，特别我是很有的事情要做得很整齐，还怎么样子。
For me, all the good things, I want to put things more orderly.
或者说洗碗，因为我习惯了，所以我知道怎么洗比较好像好一点。
When I wash my dishes, I have my way of doing my dishes.
所以当我的弟兄要帮我的时候，当然他不知道怎么做，都做出来好像总不使我不满意。
Of course, when my brother tried to help me, when he does it, I'm not too satisfied.
但是后来主给我看说，这有什么重要
？Later on, the Lord allowed me to see, so what?
就是说还没有碗碟，如果是排这样子，还是一样会干，对不对
？If I don't put my plates and my bowls in this way, it will still get dry, right?
就是这些小的事情，就是这样子过不去。
But all the very minor things like these, I will have a hard time.
他已经很好心要帮忙了。
He was so nice, trying to help.
但是我还是要criticize him.
And so this first of all includes not criticizing, not judging, and not overly expecting.
So we need this如果他遇见他不会到罪人家中吃饭跟这些罪人在一起对不对
When Jesus is not like that, he's willing to go and die with the sinners.
因为他是圣洁的主
Because he is a holy God.
但是他能够忍受我们
And he's willing to forbear us.
我们做法跟他的圣洁他是那么有秩序创造的主一定是差得很远很远
The way we do things are so different from the way he does it because he's the creator of heaven and earth.
但是他宽容我们。
But he is so merciful to us.
他没有要求。
He did not expect too much from us.
他如果有什么要求他已经先将那个恩典给了我们。
If he's expecting anything from us, he will give us enough grace.
所以这样子我们在家庭中真的有好多好多的功课能够学。
In this way, we have a lot to learn in our family life.
如果慢慢在各方面有靠着主的恩典有操练的话
，as time goes and by His grace, we learn more.
那么主的性格就慢慢的组成在我们里面。
The character of the Lord will be constituted in us.
另外关于这方面，我想到主说那个在在马太福音第十一章，他刚刚他在那个很多的城，他要做很多行神迹，他们都拒绝他。
And we know that in Matthew chapter 11, when Jesus was going to many cities, people were rejecting him when he was doing his miracles.
他说某某城有祸了，对不对
？He said, "Woe to this so and so city."
但是后来他讲完了，他不是定罪他们，就是说他诚实告诉他们，这样子的光景是有祸的。
And he said, "Woe to these places because of their spiritual condition."
他是要他们能够悔改。
He wanted them to repent.
但是这个完了以后，他祷告。
After these, he prayed.
他说：“父啊，我感谢你。
”He said, "I thank you, Father."
跳过当中一句我不念，就是说，你的美意本是如此。
So it seemed good in your sight.
所以我们在家庭生活上。有的时候有，就是很小的事情，我们有没有那个感谢的心
？Over minor things in our family life, do we have a thankful heart?
我要承认我很少为着我的弟兄，为着我的孩子们感谢主。
I have to confess that very rarely I thank the Lord for my husband or for my children.
这是我在主面前的亏欠。
This is something I feel very indebted, very bad before the Lord.
因为主耶稣，这些他们对我都是好的。
These they're so good to me.
但是主耶稣虽然面临着了人的拒绝他。
When the Lord was facing opposition,
他还是说父啊，这原是你的美意。
He's still able to say, Father, for such is your good pleasure.
如果我们能够顺服在神的安排之下，
When we're able to obey under His way,
我们就能够看这是主的美意。
We can see that this is His good will.
所以结果这些事情的发生，那个神要的益处就只能在我们身上应验了。
Then the benefits of what the Lord wants will be reflected in us.
所以常常我想到有位弟兄说我们的生活从雅各书来看。
A brother said the way you live can be seen from the book of James.
Yeah, James. 只有两件事。
Two things.
他说有困难我们就祷告。
In difficulties we pray.
没有困难就谢恩。
When we have no difficulties we are thankful.
所以在我们家庭生活当中我想只有这两条路。
I think in a family life, you only have these two ways.
如果不是祷告，就是要谢恩。
If we do not pray, we are thankful.
因为我们的神是我们慈爱的天父。
Because our God is our loving Father.
所以他量给我们都是最好的。
He gives us the very best.
有的时候虽然看起来不是好像，在我们眼光来看不是很好。
Sometimes by the way we look at things, it may not seem to be very good.
但在背后都是有神的美意。
But behind them all, it is really His good pleasure.
所以那方面，或者我不再继续，我再讲另外一方面。
And then another aspect,
就讲到我们姊妹在家庭中。
For us sisters in the home,
柯姊妹提醒我
，Sister Claire reminded me,
说姊妹在家庭中是有非常重要的一个角色。
We sisters have a very important position to play.
因为家庭是怎，我们的家庭是怎么样，在我们姊妹身上有非常重要的责任。
We have a very important responsibility in our home.
虽然神的安排的次序，
although the way the Lord has placed us in different orders,
说男人是女人的头，
that the man is the head of the woman.
但是在这句以前，他说。神是基督是个人的头。
Before this passage, the Bible says Christ is the head of every man.
那讲男人是女人的头。
Man is the head of the woman.
但是神是基督的头。
And God is the head of Christ.
所以这是一个很重要我们要认识的神的安排。
This is a very important order that God has.
神是要我们顺服在我们丈夫的的地位下面。
We need to learn to submit under the role of our husband.
因为他是代表基督做头。
Because he represents the head like Christ.
我们是代表身体来做让丈夫来做我们的头。
And we represent the body allowing the husband to be our head.
好像教会以基督为头一样。
Like Christ allowing Christ.But the church allowing Christ to be the head.
所以有的时候有些人不了解。
Sometimes people do not understand this.
就说神是不平等。
And say God is not fair.
将女人放在低的地位。
Putting a woman at a lower level than a man.
其实这个不是神的意思。
But this is not God's will.
基督让神做头。
Christ is allowing God to be his head.
虽然基督是与神同等，我们就知道。
Although we know that Christ is equal with God,
来要完成救赎的工作，神的旨意，基督甘愿将自己放在父神的下面。
And in order to complete the work of redemption, Christ is willing to put himself under God.
所以我们看见我们主如此顺服的话
，As we see how our Lord submits himself,
在家庭的。工作和家庭的进展方面，我们也站在那个身体的地位上，好像主耶稣伏在父神的 全人之下。
And in the same way, the work of the home is like we are also under our husband as the church is under Christ.
所以我们是有各有不同的功用。
We each have our own different function.
但是我们在家庭里面
，and in our home，
我们特姊妹昨天也讲过
，Sister Kerr said，
神创造我们女人是要做帮手
，God created us women so that we are to be the helper。
所以如果我记得不错，也有一个姊妹告诉这个要结婚的啊姊妹
，So this other sister in a bridal shower， helped our sister。
所以我们也要记得，我们是要帮助我们的丈夫。来做头
She said we are to help our husband to be the head
如果他们什么他们也要需要我们的鼓励
They also need our encouragement
他们也需要我们的帮助
And our help
所以我们在家庭中如果家庭中的空气气氛是怎样是我们姊妹的责任
The atmosphere of the home really relies on us sisters
因为普通弟兄就是在外面工作
Mostly the husbands are working outside of the home
虽然姊妹也有做工的
Although there are sisters who are working
但是家庭的气氛是怎样是一个属灵的家庭是好像有很平安的家庭那个平安的安息的家庭都是看那个姊妹怎么在家庭里面怎么安排
Whether the atmosphere of the home is spiritual or peaceful or restful, it really depends on how the sister makes it to be.
所以有的时候主要教导我。
So sometimes the Lord needs to teach us.
有的时候有些话最好不在那个时候讲。
Sometimes there are times we should not be saying these words in this situation.
或者会搅扰那个时候的心情。
Because you may be able to stir up emotion at that time.
特别是说我们去聚会的时候
Just like before we go to the meeting
在路上的时候
Or on the way to church
有想到很多事情要说
You can think of many things you want to say
但是如果我那个时候提起来的时候
If I bring this up
我知道就会搅扰我弟兄的心
I know that it will interfere with my husband's frame of mind
也会影响我自己的心
As well as my own
所以那个时候就学习要安静
And those times I need to learn to be quiet.
同样的在家庭里面
At the same token in, at the home
也有这种光景
Situations like this will happen.
所以但是另外一方面呢
On the other hand
我们要用诚在爱里说诚实话
We need to speak the truth in love.
所以这是很不容易平衡的
It's very difficult to balance.
因为有的时候是我们只有我们跟我们好像我们丈夫很亲近的时候我们在看说有什么应该帮助的好像鼓励弟兄
Sometimes when we're very close to each other then we can say words that can encourage him
而且如果说有什么需要改正的就我们能够跟他说
And we are the only ones who can help to correct him
但是有的时候就很难因为他不一定是那个愿意接受的时候
That's hard because sometimes when you say it he may not be at the frame of mind that he's willing to accept what you say
那么怎么办呢
Then what do you do
所以但是感谢主
I thank the Lord
他将他的圣灵放在我们心里面
He placed the Holy Spirit in our heart
圣灵是要引导我们随时引导我们
And the Holy Spirit is to lead us all the time, anytime
所以他如果我们仰望圣灵的话他就会指示我们什么时候应该怎么做
When we look at the Holy Spirit He will show us when to say what
那么我们也知道应该说什么也应该做什么
Then we should know what we should say and what we should do
所以很多在世上你如果做什么事业的话
If you do a certain job in the society
你可以到学校去学
You can go to a school or college to learn.
但是要学做好的妻子的话，没有学校能够学的。
There's no school you can go to learn to be a good wife.
因为每一个丈夫都不同，每一个妻子也不同。
Every husband is different, so is every wife.
所以没有办法写一本书说应该怎么怎么怎么。
There's no way you can write a book and say you need to do this and that.
但是感谢主，他给我们他的圣灵。
We thank the Lord, He's given to us the Holy Spirit.
他 圣灵了解我们，了解我们的丈夫，远超过我们能了解的。
The Holy Spirit understands us and our husband even more than what we can understand.
就顺从圣灵，我们跟随着圣灵的引导，那么圣灵就会带领我们做什么应该做的，说什么应该说的，而且不但如此，而且能够讨神的喜悦。
So as we go according to the Holy Spirit, we can say and do accordingly, and not only that, we will also please the Lord.
当然，在家庭中不但做妻子的责任。
Of course, in the home, you're not just a wife.
我们有的也是做母亲的。
You're also a mother.
所以做母亲那个责任也是非常重要。
And of course, it's very important to be a mother.
因为下一代他们的前途，属灵的前途是在我们的手中。
The spiritual future and everything about our next generation is really in our hands.
当然是在主的手中。
Of course, they are in God's hands.
但是他们也是在我们的手中。
But they're also in our hands in the meantime.
每次想到这个地方的时候
，Whenever I think of this，
我就想到摩西的妈妈，撒母耳的妈妈。
I will remember Moses' mother and Samuel's mother.
他们两位
，These two sisters，
他们的儿子都是神重用的仆人。
Their sons are well-used vessels of the Lord.
但是他们。那个儿子在他们身边的时候是多么短
，and their sons when they were with them were in very short time。
好像有弟兄也这次也提过，大概三五岁他们就断奶了，对。
And the brother said maybe 3 or 5 years old the child's already weaned。
他们断奶的时候，摩西就送到法老王宫里面去。
By the time Moses was weaned, he was sent to the Pharaoh's palace。
撒母耳就送到以利那里。
And Samuel was sent to Eli。
一个是世界很。世界的影响最厉害的地方
One place is where you have the most worldly influence
那么在以利那边他们两儿子是那么坏的
And of course the two sons of Eli were so wicked
那个环节是何等的可怖的环节
That environment was a very horrible one
但是当然是神的恩典但是这两位就蒙保守
Of course it was God's grace and he preserved these two sons
我们今天也是一样
Today we're like that.
我们的孩子在我们身边最多恐怕18年就是了。
Our children when they're with us maybe at most 18 years.
18岁以后就上大学，很多就离开家很远去了。
When they get to 18, they probably go to college and maybe they go far away.
我们没有办法在他们的身边。
There's no way you can stay by their side.
但是如果说就是短短的年龄在我们身边，我们带领他。将神我们的认识的神介绍给他们
and in the short period of time when we can bring our children next to our side to bring them to know the Lord that we know
那么他们遇主有头手的经历的话
when they have first hand experiences with the Lord
他们有自己亲身遇主的关系
they themselves have personal relationship with the Lord
那么我们就尽了我们的责任
then we have done our best
那么他们就教我们就将他们交在主的手里
and we can place them in God's hands
主就会带领他们
the Lord will lead them
没有一个对父母来说最喜乐的日子
but the happiest day for the parents
就是当我们的儿女长大
is when our children are grown
他们也是爱主
they love the Lord
我们不但是父母儿女的关系
we are not only having parental and children relationship
我们成为在主里弟兄姊妹的关系。
We are brothers and sisters in the Lord.
那是我们最喜乐的日子。
That is our happiest moment.
这也是我们做姊妹在家庭中应该尽，如果有儿女的话，应该尽的责任。
This is our responsibility if you have children in your home.
最近我念那个四世纪。
Recently I've been reading the book of Judges.
他们那主兴起那个四世来。
When God raised up a judge,
以色列人蒙拯救
the Israelites may be saved.
他们等于又犯那耶和华眼中看为恶的事
But that means they do things that's wicked according to the eyes of the Lord.
以前我想，为什么他们这样子
And when I was young, I thought, why are they like that?
怎么一次又一次这样子
Repeatedly, they go up and down.
但是后来我忽然之间这一次念的时候，他说40年、80年。
This time I read 40 years here, 80 years there.
40年以后，他们又 离开耶和华。
After 40 years, they departed from the way of the Lord.
因为四十年是一个一代，对不对？那个年日代表一代。
40 years represent one generation.
所以如果我们认识神的人，如果我们不将我们所认识的神，使他也成为我们儿女的神的话，我们的儿女就像四世纪那样子，又回到原来的状况。
If we do not teach our children the Lord that we know, then pretty soon they will go back to the people of the world.
所以我们是需要谨慎，我们只有短短的日子在有我们的儿女在我们身边。
We really need to be watchful during the time while our children are with us.
我们要忠心为主喂养他们。
We need to be faithful to the Lord in raising up our children.
所以这是啰啰嗦嗦讲的这一些。
没有，
是我下午还在祷告，主要要说什么还不知道。
I was still praying before the Lord what to say this afternoon.
我希望这就提醒姊妹们。
I hope these words will be a good reminder to you.
我没有，我这些不是你们不知道的。
I'm sure you know about all of these things.
但是我们需要彼此提醒。
We need to remind each other.
好像彼得说。他说我提醒你们，对不对？
Just like Peter saying, I'm reminding you all of these teachings.
所以主既然将我们放在家庭中，
Since the Lord placed us in the home,
我们要向主父他所托付我们的责任。
We need to bear up the responsibilities that he has placed us in charge of.
做我们的丈夫的帮手。
To be the helper for our husband.
让他在家庭中有一个缓解，让丈夫从忙碌工作回家以后能够安静在家里，能够来到神的面前。
To create an environment so that when our husband comes home, he will also have the time to be quiet before the Lord.
所以让我们弟兄虽然在外面忙碌，也有机会，好像姊妹如果不上班的话，那家里比较有机会亲近主。
And if our husband is working outside the home, those of us who are not working, you will have a lot of opportunities to draw close to the Lord at home.
那些做母亲的，或者做祖母的，像我和外婆的，那也关心我们下一代他们的属灵的前途。
And as mothers or even grandmas, we can be concerned over our children's spiritual welfare.
如果没有家庭的姊妹们，教会就是我们的属灵的家。
For the sisters who do not have a home yet, our church is also a spiritual family.
所以明天我们的课姊妹要交通我们姊妹在教会中的生活。
And tomorrow, Sister Ko will talk about how we are to live in this church family.
但是无论怎么样，如果神允许什么困难临到我们身上
，No matter what, if our Lord allows difficulties to come,
我们要问神说，这是不是你的美意？
We will say, Lord, is this your will?
如果是你的美意的话，我就顺服。
If this is your good will, then I will obey.
那仰望主，将他的美意能够成就在我们身上。
We look upon him to accomplish his good will in us.
所以愿主祝福你们每一位姊妹。
May the Lord bless each one of us.
你来替我祷告，耶稣。姊妹在讲的时候哈，
我要是做个 sharing，
比如读圣经，大家是很熟的
，a very familiar passage，
就是箴言44章
，is Proverbs 14。
嗯，在哪里说智慧的妇人能够建立家室
？The wise woman builds her house。
愚昧的妇人能够摧毁一个家。
But the foolish pulls it down with her hand.
所以我们不要轻看说我是个姊妹。
Do not despise your role that you are a sister.
啊，弟兄是头，那么好像我都在弟兄的下面。
My husband is the head, and so I am underneath him.
但是在一个家的建立同摧毁。是在主面的手里。
But actually, the building up or the tearing down of the house is in the hands of the Lord.
是我们的责任，是相当的高。
So our responsibility is awesome.
要轻看神今天给我们的机会。
Do not despise the role that He has placed you in.
不容易。
It's not easy.
不过恩典总是够用的。
But His grace is sufficient.
只要我们依靠他。
As long as we trust in Him.
一个家的建立从撤回。
The building up of the house and the pulling it down.
从妻子从姊妹姊妹的关系是相当相当的大。
Is awesomely related to the women.
一个儿女的成绩
The accomplishment of our children.
也都是在母亲的关系下。
Also under the relationship of the mother.
如果我们读圣经的话
If you read your Bible.
常常看见说哪一个王是怎么样，他的母亲是谁。
A lot of times you read this king is such and such, and his mother was so and so.
那个好的王啊，他是有一个敬畏神的母亲。
A good king oftentimes has a mother who reveres the Lord.
所以求主恩待。
May the Lord be merciful.
就轻看主给我们做姊妹的地位。
Do not despise this position that the Lord has placed you in as a sister. Let's pray. Lord, we truly thank you.
There's
no creation, Lord. You constitute us as sisters.
主，你造我们有你的目的。
You created us for a purpose.
你救我们更有你自己的计划。
And you have your plan in saving us.
所以求你让我们里面能清楚地看见。
Help us to be able to see this clearly in our hearts.
今天你白给我们的地位是何等的重要。
Lord, the place, the role that you place us in is so important.
但愿我们一生所过的年日
May all the days of our lives
都让你算得数
can be accountable before you.
到哪一天
in that day,
我们在你面前交账的时候
when we place ourselves before you,
我们不至于羞愧
we will not be put to shame.
主啊，过去都已经过去了。
Lord, the past is gone.
但愿你从今天起
，But from today on,
你在我们的深处向我们说话。
Speak to us in the depth of our being.
让我们看见
，So that we can see
你自己的托付
，Your entrustment.
让我们到你面前，让你能够说我们是一个忠心的仆人。
So that one day when we see you, you can say that we are faithful servants.
我们愿意再一次更新我们的奉献。
We want to once again renew our consecration.
让我们一生不是白白花了。
That we will not waste our days.
乃是在你手中有用处。
But that we are useful in your hands.
得着我们每个姊妹。
Obtain each and every one of us.
不管我们的家庭如何。
No matter how our home life is,
不管我们今天的处境如何
and how we are today,
你有托付在我们身上
because you have an entrustment in all of our lives.
主得着我们
Lord, gain us.
得着我们
gain us.
听我们的祷告
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.